ഹോളി തേഴ്സ്ഡേ ഈസ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് പ്രെയർഫുൾ ആൻഡ് പ്രൊഫൗണ്ട് ഓഫ് ഓൾ റിലീജിയസ് ഒബ്സർവൻസസ് സേവിംഗ് ഓൺലി ദ ഈസ്റ്റർ വിജിൽ. ദി ഈവനിങ് ഹോളി തേഴ്സ്ഡേ ലിറ്റേർജി മാർക്സ് ദി എൻഡ് ഓഫ് ലെൻറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ദ ബിഗിനിങ് ഓഫ് ദ സേക്രഡ് ത്രിതും, ദ സേക്രഡ് ത്രീ ഡേയ്സ് ഓഫ് ഹോളി വീക്ക് which culminates in the Easter Vigil. The Mass begin in the evening because the Passover began at sundown. On Holy Thursday, the Church celebrates the institution of the Holy Eucharist by Christ and the institution of the consecrated priesthood and the ceremony of the washing of the feet. Jesus, the Son of Man, Son of God, began his Passover celebration by washing the feet of his disciples as a lesson in humble service, proving that he came to the world not to be served but to serve. He kneels down to perform a menial task of a slave for them, to teach them the true meaning of his life. This act is repeated in almost all the churches by the celebrants, indicating the importance of service in the church. This is a reminder of how Jesus in the Gospel spoke of power, authority, which is always connected with service. Feet washing is not simply a ritual, but it should be a spiritual lifestyle. We need to develop a culture of feet washing. He washed our feet so that our hearts and minds would not be dirty. So Jesus said, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Which means, feet washing is not a ritual to be done only in the church this Thursday. We should live each day in the light of this ceremony. The Stole and the Towel is the title of a book which sums up the message of the Italian bishop Tony Bello, who died of cancer at the age of 58 on Maundy Thursday of 1993. While on his deathbed, he dictated a pastoral letter to the priest of his diocese. He called upon them to be bound by the stole and the towel. The stole symbolizes union with Christ in the Eucharist, and the towel symbolizes union with humanity by service. The priest is called upon to be united with the Lord in the Eucharist and with the people as their servant. Today, we also celebrate the institution of both the Eucharist and the priesthood, the feast of the stole and the towel, the feast of love and service. Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist for the sake of humanity, so that we may eat his body and drink his blood and thus have eternal life. In this meal, Jesus tells his disciples that he is truly present, body and blood, and his divinity is manifested in it. He is the God-man who chooses the simple means of a meal to remain with the humanity forever and he says, do this in memory of me. To take the Eucharist seriously is to begin to wash the feet of others, to serve one another and revere Christ's presence in other persons. To wash the feet of others is to love them even when they did not deserve our love. It is to do good to them even if they don't return the favor. It is to consider others' needs to be as important as our own. It is to be forgive others from the heart, even if they don't say, I am sorry. It is to serve them, even when the task is unpleasant. It is to let others know we care when they feel downtrodden or burdened. It is to be generous with what we have. It is to turn the other cheek instead of retaliating when we are treated unfairly. It is to make adjustments in our plans in order to serve others' needs without expecting any reward. In doing and suffering all these things, we love and serve Jesus himself as he has taught us. Let us imitate the self-giving model of Jesus, who shares with us his own body and blood and enriches us with his real presence in the Holy Eucharist. It is by sharing our blessings, our talents, time, health and wealth with others that we become true disciples of Christ and obey his new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Dear friends, we have been listening to the reflections on Holy Thursday liturgy as we enter into the Easter Triduum. We have seen Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, instituting the priesthood, and instituting the Eucharist. Through this simple form of meal, the bread and wine, he will remain with us forever.